Last week, we talked about what you should do to prepare for an eventual economic downturn, the thought of which definitely doesn't keep me awake at night fretting about the future. Nope. No lying there in bed at 2:30 in the morning, staring at the ceiling, wondering how things could be different this time around. Not me. Haha. It's pretty interesting to consider. I've been through a few recessions during my career, but only one as a business owner. And it's completely different when you own the joint, depend on cash flow, and suddenly it's gone. Sure, as an employee, you have to worry about layoffs, but those tend to be less stressful, at least for me when I was an employee, than when the livelihoods of several different people depend on you. One of the things that we can do to protect ourselves and our businesses is to make sure our sources of income are diversified. For our purposes today, diversified means that the money you earn in your personal life or in your business doesn't all come from the same place, and you have different streams of income from different kinds of products or services that make up your total income. Got it? Good.
If you're a communications pro who works hard, doesn't compromise quality, and gets the job done, welcome home. We'll share our tips, tricks, and stories, and together we will change the face of PR. Spin sucks, but we don't. With the Spin Sucks podcast, here's Jenny Dietrich.
Not only do the global or national economies have their ups and downs, your professional experiences do too. After the Great Recession and the advent of social media in the business world, we saw a lot of social media marketing firms pop up. I remember thinking at the time, this is dangerous, you must diversify, and that's mostly been proven to be true. Rarely do you find a firm today that focuses solely on social media. Trends in our industries come and go. The composition of your team can change. People who were dedicated to specific projects, business areas, or clients might leave for a variety of reasons. If you're an employee, those changes can affect you even more. So having a diversified set of ways to make money can give you security as well. No matter if you own the joint or if you work for an organization, you don't want all of your eggs in one basket. And in today's gig economy, it's even easier to bring in extra income during your off hours. There are tons of ways we can add income to our businesses or lives. Consulting is probably the quickest and easiest. As an agency owner, if you provide done-for-you services, it's pretty easy to add on consulting for a higher fee, but perhaps a shorter length of time than a traditional annual retainer. This is great for organizations that can't afford your fees on an ongoing basis, but need someone to teach their internal teams how to deliver a certain result. As an employee, you can also offer consulting on the side. Before you do this, though, make sure you consult your contract and non-disclosure agreement. Most will prevent you from working with clients that compete directly with the agency's clients. And then talk to your supervisor before you start to pursue anything. You have two options here. Number one, build an expertise outside of your agency's target market and negotiate a commission or bonus structure if you bring those clients to the business. And, or, because you can do both if you want, have a side business where you service those clients after hours. This one is a little tougher just because most organizations have business hours and want their work done during that time too. But if you're honest about it being a side gig and you set expectation and deliver on them, it's almost never a problem. I'm a big fan of consulting or coaching, whatever you want to call it. I offer one-on-one coaching in my business to agency owners and to three very strategic organizations every year. It allows me to dig deep with business owners to solve some pretty big strategic issues. If you're interested in learning more, either in how we structure it for your own planning or to invest in yourself, you can check out what we do at spinsucks.com/spin-sucks-coaching. That's spinsucks.com/spin-sucks-coaching. It will come to no surprise to most of you that memberships and community groups are a key strategy at SpinSucks. These types of groups are the ultimate in brand ambassador programs, which every organization on earth would love to create. The challenge with a membership or community group is it's a very, very long-term play, and most executives don't have the patience. But if you can build something that is highly engaged and active, the long-term implications are gigantic. First, someone who is willing to spend their time with you is a buyer. You may not have something for them to buy yet, which is why they haven't, but by giving them your time, they are subconsciously telling you they trust you and they want to buy from you. This means you have an engaged audience who will give you honest feedback, who who will help you test new products, who will provide market research, and who will be your biggest advocates. I liken a community to an external sales team without the payroll or commissions or travel budgets. The third thing you can think about are books and info products. As a two-time author, I'm a big fan of having published works out there. There aren't huge windfalls of cash when you publish a book, but you do gain serious credibility that allows you to increase your fees either in your business or as your side gig, and people begin to seek you out. If you're smart about it, you can also create informational products that allow you to build additional revenue and do it without spending a lot of time. Passive income for the win. Then another thing to consider is additional at least 7 revenue streams. And several years ago, I read somewhere, I don't remember where anymore, but somewhere I read that a business should have at least 7 revenue streams. After surviving the Great Recession, I made that a goal for us at SpinSox and Armit Dietrich. Today, we have 8 revenue streams, 13 if you separate all of our online courses and books. They are online courses, published books, speaking engagements, the 30-day communications challenge, coaching, PR services, of course, paid board appointments, and equity in several businesses. So let's go through each of those. The online courses. There's the Modern Blogging Masterclass, which teaches communicators how to integrate earned and owned media, which is the first step in a PESO model program. And then we have the PESO model course, which we do with PRSA. Then there's Agency Jumpstart, which teaches agency owners how to craft a solid business development plan. And then there's Close More Clients, which teaches agency owners how to scale their businesses. So when you think about online courses, it doesn't have to be just one. It's something that you can build over and over and over again and build on top of one another. And I will tell you that it's taken us almost 5 years to do all 4 of those. We had another one in there that we no longer sell. So it's about 1 a year. So if you want to think about it from that perspective. Published books, of course, there's Marketing in the Round, which doesn't really generate much revenue anymore. I imagine I probably make a few $100 a year. It's nothing to write home about. But SpinSox continues to be used in college classrooms, even though it desperately needs an update. And I get a nice little royalty check every quarter from that. So published books, something to consider. Speaking engagements are next. Though I don't do as much speaking as I once did, the ones I do are very strategic. They either pay my full rate or they've proven to bring in a minimum of $60,000 in new revenue from attendees. So you can think about a hybrid from that perspective as well. If you do some free, it's got to be really strategic and you know that you're going to get some new business from it, new clients, whatever it happens to be. Then the 30-day communications challenge, which we started doing a few years ago. It helps communicators plan a PESO model program for the year with an exercise every day in January and a daily writing prompt, if you want it. 2 years ago, we developed a communicators playbook to go along with it. It has video tutorials, special discounts with PR industry vendors, and more. If you need help with planning, this is a great way to go about it, and it's something that you can consider doing as well. People love challenges. They're fast, they're easy, and they get a big result at the end. Then there's coaching. You've heard me talk about how we do coaching for agency owners and a few select organizations. I won't belabor the point, but it's something you definitely can consider adding in as one of your other revenue sources, be it as a business owner or as an employee. PR services, of course, the backbone of what we do in any agency. Because there are 2 businesses that I have to lead, we're pretty picky about who we work with on the agency side and typically only bring on 2 new clients each year. You may be thinking, that doesn't really help with revenue though. Au contraire, my friends. It allows us to charge a premium because a limited number of organizations get to work with us. And that's a huge mindset shift that we had to make. They have the opportunity to work with us. We're not chasing them. That's a big one and something that's really hard for a lot of us to do because we tend to be people pleasers. But when you think about it from that perspective, you can start to grow your PR services beyond what you normally do and work with fewer clients. Then next are paid board appointments. Highly, highly recommend this path. So 10 years ago, I started joining boards and at first they were volunteer gigs and then I managed to convince someone to pay me. I always joke that I make more on paid board appointments than I do in my own business. Funny, because it's true and also sad. I cannot recommend this more. Find yourself a board appointment and negotiate revenue out of it. You can either do this in your business or on your own. Every one of you has an expertise to share, so use it. And then the last thing you can consider doing is equity in several businesses. Taking equity in exchange for your consulting or services is risky, and I don't recommend you do a lot of it. Err on the side of paid board appointments first. But if you have some risk tolerance and time, it typically takes about 10 years to get a return, this is a really great way to add to your business or your personal income. I had equity in a business that sold last year, and let's just say it was worth the risk. So something you might want to think about. That's all well and good, you might be thinking, if you've been selling the same thing to the same type of organization for years and you have years of experience and people are seeking you out. It might feel like quite a leap to change what's working. So make it easier to consider. Right now, look at the services you offer with a critical eye. If your biggest client were to suddenly leave, would your business survive? What if you lost your two or three biggest clients? If you lost your job, would you have any resources to draw on while you looked for a new one? Let's spend a few minutes coming up with ideas for different revenue streams. First of all, spy. Go look at your competitors or similar businesses and see what, if any, products or services outside of their core offering they have available. I love to look at what organizations outside of the PR industry are doing. I draw some of my biggest inspiration from places such as Mindvalley, SoulCycle, Peloton, of course, cycling for me, right? Masterclass, Talkspace, and more. I even pay attention to what the internet marketers do, mostly so we can do the opposite. Look for organizations that inspire you and keep a list of the ideas that you could implement for your business or for yourself. Next, look at your best clients. What other services do they buy? What problems do they mention to you that you don't currently solve? What kinds of help and support do they request from you? Often, within the behavior of your best clients, you'll find ways to sell them more of different things. A few months ago, I wrote an article for SpinSucks that shows a graphic we use in our invoices so clients know what our other capabilities are and don't go looking for another agency to help them out. I'll drop the link in the show notes so you can see it. Your clients aren't on your website every day. They don't necessarily know what other services you provide. Give them an easy way to keep you top of mind when they have other challenges to solve. And last but not least, talk to your colleagues and peers. Your team members, your suppliers, your contractors, your vendors, and your community, if you have one, have a different view of things than you do. They will almost always see opportunities you don't. A few years ago, we were trying to decide what our first online course was going to be. It would have been really easy to design something and then launch it. Instead, we sent a survey and we asked. Sure, we got some goofy answers. I mean, people said they wanted to hang out with us and eat cupcakes and drink wine. I mean, twist my arm. But we also got some incredibly well thought out answers that helped us design the Modern Blogging Masterclass. That was not an idea we had. It came solely from asking our community. So there you have it. The best time to start developing multiple sources of revenue was last year or 10 years ago. The second best time is right now. I want to hear what you're doing. What are the different revenue streams that make up your business or your personal life? If you don't have enough of them, what are you going to try? Let me know in the SpinSucks community. If you're not already there, go to spinsucks.com/spin-sucks-community to join for free. That's spinsucks.com/spin-sucks-community. I'll see you there.
If you're ready to change the face of PR, make sure you subscribe to the Spin Sucks podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, leave us a rating and a review.